Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
All right, well, Senator Brandes, thanks a lot for taking some time out to talk to me today.
Oh, my pleasure.
I know your bill, on charter courses applies to both higher ed and K-12, but I'd like to focus mostly on the K-12 part, if that's okay.
Sure.
First off, tell me what the big picture here is. I mean, what are you hoping will be accomplished if the state moves to Florida-accredited charter courses?
So, I think we should just focus on the Florida. If we said it was a Florida-accredited course, and we said, what would an accredited course be, and how is that a departure from where we are today? I think we have to recognize that we accredit whole schools today. We accredit a lot of things in those schools that have really no bearing on what is the rigor of an individual course and what do students know when they leave that course. But when we start accrediting individual courses, we're really focused on how do students do and is there rigor amongst that individual course that we would say translates to other courses of that same type and scale and scope, no matter the institution. So it would allow us to say, you know, Pinellas County School Systems has the best physics course. And so should Hillsborough County School Systems use its own, or could a student take the Pinellas County course, and would that translate into credit for a Hillsborough County course? I think that's an interesting discussion.
Well, basically, it sounds to me like you're taking school choice and the customization of school choice to a whole other level by bringing it down to a more fundamental level. You're essentially going to allow kids to pick and choose from different courses and different providers to provide different courses. Am I right generally about that?
Yes. So we're offering choice within choice.
Ah.
Right?
Okay.
So I think that's how we should see it, is you might go to a charter school, and then you'd say, well, look, I want to take the MIT version of physics. So can I take the MIT version of physics from my charter school? Why aren't we letting students do that? If that physics course is an accredited course, and we know that it provides you the knowledge that you would need to move on with that skill, or to pass that end of course exam.
Well, that sounds like a pretty big change from how we do things now. Am I right about that? I mean, how big a change do you see this being?
It's a pretty dramatic change. I would say it's very different than the way we think about education today. But I think it's really where we're going. Since technology allows us to scale up and to provide this information, so this physics information or this English information or economics, whatever, and a new and totally different means than we've ever really been able to provide it before, and really focus in on getting that information into that in that base of knowledge into that child in new and interesting ways, here's an opportunity for us to look at courses in a totally different light than we've ever been able to look at them before.
Okay. Well, the only place I've ever heard of anything like this is Louisiana. And last year they had something similar to this get approved, but it was mostly overlooked because it was part of the same legislation that included the expansion of the voucher program statewide. So did you have an eye on Louisiana, or where did you get this idea from?
No, I got this idea from watching Clay Christensen, who is a Harvard professor who really focuses on innovation and innovation in business, talk about education and kind of really describe where he thought education was going or where he saw there's a needed change in education. And he talked about being able to accredit individual courses. And when he said that, I remember rewinding it and thinking about that concept again. And I must have rewound it two or three times, and I went, wow, this is a radical idea. And I instantly got where all this could go, because you think about the variety of people that spend so much time, energy, and effort creating all of this content, when you could have only a handful of people creating really high-quality content, and the instructor's really now coaching on that content and really changing the dynamics of education as we think about it today.
Well, Senator Brandes, what kind of folks do you envision, or what kind of groups do you envision possibly being course providers? I mean, could a teacher put together a course? Could
sure.
a private school? Could a private company? Could a nonprofit? Well, could all of the above? I mean, who would be doing this?
Absolutely. I think that's the beauty of this concept, is it allows anyone to kind of open source their idea. I mean, I could see Wikipedia putting together a course. I could see Harvard University putting together a course. I could see Mrs. Jones from my high school putting together a course on American history, because she's really passionate about it, and she thinks that she can get that information across better than anybody else could. And so you're taking a competition that we see in colleges and universities, and what I think makes them so successful, down to individual courses, where there really is not a lot of competition among courses at all today.
So this way there would be more competition, and the system would be such that the cream would rise to the top. I mean, whoever's got the best course is the one that's going to be picked up and followed and used.
Yeah, there might be, you know, 20 years from now, there might be 10 physics courses that are out there and available in this space. Two of them will have 80% of the market share.
Who would determine whether the course was good enough to offer to the kids?
Right. So today, there's really not an accrediting body. So the way I see this starting out is that Florida needs to create its own accrediting body to look at individual courses. And we might only start with a handful of courses. But we might be able to say in high school, well, if you took this MIT physics course, that's their entry-level physics course, would we allow you to take that course in lieu of your high school credit? Well, yes, I think we would be allowed the students to take it.
Okay.
And so we might start with just a handful of courses. But I think quickly what's going to happen is a recognized accrediting body will start taking that role over, and Florida will transition out of that role and basically say, if it's accredited by one of these two or three bodies, then we'll accept that course as a Florida accredited course.
Now, you also have another bill that would establish a pilot program for something you call microcredits.
Right.
What is that? What is a microcredit?
So if we could think of breaking down choice beyond the course, right? So we'd say, all right, inside of let's take English literature, inside of a middle school English literature course, what are the key things that we want students to know, and how could we get them that knowledge? Well, there's probably 30 or 40% of that course that really constitutes the basic portion of that course that we need students to know. And the 60% of that course that relates back to that 40% that we could offer as electives to allow students to explore amongst maybe 1,000 different offerings that 60%. And so we could say, well, I want to learn about the history of Florida. Well, you know, or I need to know this basic 40%, but the another 60%, I want to study the Pirates of Florida. Well, I want to really focus in on the Florida legislature and what impact has happened over time. Or I really want to focus in on Ponce de Leon and Viva Florida, the 500th anniversary of Florida, and what happened in the last 500 years. Well, by going into a microcredits world, we could say, well, you can build out the rest of your school year after you've gotten your 40% of base knowledge with that 60% that is really focused in on what are you passionate about and what do you learn about, want to learn about, and how do we offer that content to you in a way that we can measure and then the way that's approved content, but that we have some tests to make sure that you know at the end of the day kind of all of the things we want you to know about that individual course.
Well, so is the connection between the microcredits bill and the charter course bill that the microcredits would take it down to an even more granular level?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I think that's you know, the question is, how do I offer you choices? How do I offer you more choice? And so we said, well, for individual courses, we need to accredit individual courses. But inside those individual courses, is there something else we could do to provide students additional flexibility? I often tell my staff that we need to play to our preferences. And I always found in courses that I took in college and high school that if it was something that I really enjoyed studying, I worked a lot harder at that because it wasn't a chore. I was playing to my preference. And so I think we need to create content where students are allowed to play with their preferences. If I want to learn algebra by thinking about rocket ships and rocket launches, well, boy, I might react a lot better to that if all of the equations were helping you get that rocket to the moon.
Well, this is something I've never heard of. I mean, what's the origin of the microcredits idea?
I love to read. I love to watch TEDx videos. And one of the TEDx videos took me to a gentleman by the name of Thomas Frey, who is kind of a brilliant thinker and really kind of thinks outside the box on a lot of different issues. And his group came up with this concept of microcredits. And so I called Dr. Frey up and I said, you know, I'd love for you to explore this a little more and help me understand where you're going for this, because I'd love to file some legislation on this. And so he and I have been in consultation, kind of working on this idea for the last couple months.
And I'm sorry, tell me again, who is Dr. Frey?
His name is Thomas Frey. He worked for Google for a while, and now he runs a group called the Da Vinci Institute. But really is somebody who really thinks about the future and where these ideas can go. So, you know, if you look at some of the legislation I filed, my libraries bill is really, he's kind of a thinker on libraries. And then he's really a kind of a high-level thinker on education, and microcredits was one of his ideas.
Okay, well, so just to make sure I got this right, though, this is basically... this is something you came up with, and you worked with this guy to move the ball. This isn't some template legislation from some group somewhere. This is something
This is not template legislation. I think this is something that kind of through the course of the year of watching different TEDx videos or just kind of reading about some of the more interesting ideas out there in education, this is one I came across and said, nobody else is doing this. We need to do this in Florida. For me, it's really important that Florida be seen as a leader, whether that be in education or in transportation. Florida needs to lead.
Well, that ties into the last question I had for you, which was, Senator, as you know better than me, people are still fussing over charter schools and vouchers and virtual schooling. So is Florida ready for something like this? Are they ready for course choice and microcredits?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think this is going to occur. Whether this occurs in 3 years or 10 years or 15 years, we can kind of see the tsunami coming at us. And there's no way that we can change that, right? Online education is getting so much better every year that it won't be long before we're really talking about hybrid courses. And then it won't be long before, you know, we're seeing individual courses being accredited with or without this bill occurring. My goal here was to just really heighten the level of conversation about these two ideas, and maybe taking it from a 10-year high time horizon to a 2-year time horizon, because you have somebody who's really passionate about this issue and is interested in kind of bringing this out into discussion.
Okay. Well, Senator Brandes, this is great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you telling me about all this.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.